Imagine this scenario. Microsoft invests millions in experts to create Encarta, while Wikipedia launches with volunteers working for free. Conventional wisdom would bet on Microsoft's approach, yet Wikipedia prevailed spectacularly. Why? Because humans are wired differently than we've been led to believe. Our traditional understanding of motivation, what Pink calls motivation 2.0, assumes people respond predictably to rewards and punishments. This carrot-and-stick model worked well during the Industrial Revolution when jobs were routine and algorithmic. But today's world demands creativity and conceptual thinking that simply doesn't flourish under external pressure. Consider what happens in the laboratory. When researchers offered children rewards for drawing, an activity they already enjoyed, their interest later declined compared to children who drew without rewards. The rewarded children produced less creative work and spent less time drawing when given free choice. Even more surprising, studies conducted in India showed that larger monetary rewards led to worse performance on tasks requiring even minimal cognitive skills. The pressure of the reward actually impaired thinking. This isn't just academic theory. The candle problem experiment demonstrates how rewards narrow our focus. Participants offered money to solve a creative problem took significantly longer than those working without incentives. The reward created a kind of mental tunnel vision that prevented creative solutions. Even blood donation rates decrease when payment is offered. The financial incentive crowds out the intrinsic desire to help others. Not all rewards are harmful. The effectiveness of incentives depends primarily on the task type. For routine, mechanical tasks with naturally low intrinsic motivation, like data entry or assembly line work, traditional rewards can effectively motivate performance. Tasks generally fall into two categories: algorithmic, following established rules to a single solution, and heuristic, requiring experimental thinking with multiple solutions. While algorithmic tasks often benefit from rewards, heuristic tasks typically suffer when tied to external incentives. Even in creative environments, certain rewards can enhance motivation. Unexpected, post-completion rewards feel like genuine appreciation rather than manipulation. Non-contingent rewards and informational feedback that recognizes competence can support engagement and growth. The psychological context is crucial. Rewards that feel controlling diminish autonomy, while those that feel informational acknowledge competence. A bonus presented as recognition for completed work tends to boost motivation, whereas the same bonus presented as a future incentive often undermines it. Just as cardiologists distinguish between type A and type B personalities, we can identify two motivational orientations: type I, intrinsic, and type X, extrinsic. Type X individuals are primarily motivated by external rewards, money, fame, praise, seeing each activity as a means to these ends. Their satisfaction remains provisional and temporary, always contingent on acquiring the next reward. Type I individuals, by contrast, are fueled by intrinsic desires, the inherent satisfaction of the activity itself, the opportunity to learn and grow, the connection to a larger purpose. They're not immune to external rewards, but these aren't their primary drivers. Research consistently shows that type I individuals achieve more sustainable success, especially in creative fields, while also reporting higher levels of life satisfaction and well-being. The encouraging news is that motivational orientation isn't fixed. It can be developed. Anyone, regardless of background, can shift from type X to type I with the right conditions and mindset. Money still matters to type I individuals. They need fair compensation. But once that threshold is met, they prioritize autonomy, mastery, and purpose over additional financial rewards. Traditional management's control-based approach conflicts with our innate need for self-determination and autonomy. Best Buy's results-only work environment, Roe, demonstrated this by letting employees work on their own terms while meeting objectives, resulting in 35% higher productivity and improved satisfaction. True autonomy encompasses control over task, what, time, when, technique, how, and team, who. Companies like Atlassian, Google, and Zappos embrace this through initiatives like FedEx Days or 20% time for self-directed projects, leading to innovations like Gmail and Google News. Zappos empowers call center staff with the freedom to handle customer service their way. Autonomy isn't independence without bounds, it's self-direction within accountability. When people own their work, they engage more deeply and perform better. Consider how much autonomy you have over your tasks, time, technique, and team, and where you might expand it. Have you ever been so absorbed in an activity that time disappeared? Psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi calls this state flow, when challenge and skill perfectly balance, creating effortless action. Flow leads to mastery, which follows three key rules. First, mastery is a mindset. Stanford psychologist Carol Dweck contrasts fixed and growth mindsets. Those with fixed mindsets see abilities as unchangeable. Those with growth mindsets believe abilities can develop through effort. Only growth mindsets achieve mastery by embracing challenges. The shift from "I'm not good at this" to "I'm not good at this yet" transforms learning. Second, mastery requires pain through deliberate practice, focused, challenging work that stretches capabilities. Anders Ericsson's research shows experts typically accumulate 10,000 hours of deliberate practice that targets weaknesses and pushes boundaries. Third, mastery is an asymptote, something you approach but never reach. Like Cézanne, who painted Mont Saint-Victor over 60 times seeking perfection, masters are never satisfied. This perpetual pursuit makes mastery eternally engaging, turning the journey into the reward. Why do some people volunteer for difficult, unpaid work while others struggle in high-paying jobs? The difference often lies in purpose, the drive to contribute to something larger than ourselves. This search for meaning is fundamental to our psychological well-being. Today's workforce, especially younger generations, prioritizes purpose over profit. Over 80% of young professionals seek meaningful work beyond a paycheck, and many reject jobs from organizations whose values don't align with theirs. This shift has led organizations to embrace purpose maximization alongside profit goals. Companies like Patagonia and Tom's Shoes demonstrate this new paradigm through environmental sustainability and social impact models. The rise of B corporations and social enterprises reflects this trend, while business schools increasingly emphasize responsible value creation. This purpose-driven approach yields business benefits. Such companies outperform peers by 5-7% annually, attract better talent, and maintain higher employee engagement and customer loyalty. Purpose taps into what Pink calls the purpose motive, the fundamental desire to contribute meaningfully to the world. To foster autonomy, mastery, and purpose in workplaces, schools, and homes, start with targeted experiments. Implement 20% time for self-directed projects and peer recognition programs. Conduct autonomy audits to assess current levels of self-direction and find improvement opportunities. Educational innovations like Big Picture Learning connect students with field mentors for real-world project learning. Montessori schools let students pursue interests while building discipline. Notably, the founders of Google, Amazon, and Wikipedia are Montessori alumni. For personal growth, try a flow audit. Track your engagement levels throughout the day for a week to identify peak motivation periods. Consider Claire Booth Luce's challenge to President Kennedy. Define your purpose in one sentence to clarify your direction. The goal isn't to manipulate behavior through rewards, but to create environments where people naturally engage their drives for autonomy, mastery, and purpose. When these elements align, exceptional performance follows.